Okay, so we're holding on Pei Gimel from an Aleph and Sanhedrin, and we're in the middle of Gemara yesterday. We'll just start. I guess we'll start over from where we're. Give a little running start. Sanhedrin Pei Gimel from an Aleph, middle of the Amid. Ha'oichel as a tavel minolan. Okay, so all the Gemaras have a Zvachim Yir Aleph over there. Someone who eats tavel, the price is said, he gets Mitzvah Shemayim. So the Gemara is going to look for the Makar for eating tavel. Tamar Shmuel Mishnah of Lazar. Shmuel said the name of Lazar. Minayin. Lo'igol as a tavel shuva misa. Where is the Makar that someone who eats tavel, he gets Mitzvah Shemayim? Niksiv. Lo'igalu is Kachay B'nei Yisrael. Tashir Rima Hashem. Vasidim Lisha Makasim Adabra. That we explained that it means that the stuff that they're going to end up taking off, which is referring to the Trumas, that you cannot eat while tevel. The olive chilu chilu mitruma. So all it says in that pasuk is vayechalu as kachim in Israel. So we learn out chilu from truma, that someone eats truma the tuma they get mitzvah de shemayim. So someone eats tevel also is going to get mitzvah de shemayim. Now the Gemara asks the name of chilu chilu minaiser. Learn out chilu chilu from eating nicer. Mal alam bikareis, just like over here you get kareis, afkan bikareis. So here also, instead of saying mitzvah de shemayim, you should say you get kareis. So everything Gemara like this. This is where we're holding. Mistavra makes more sense. Mitruma havei lemelach. Learn out from truma. Why? Now the Gemara is going to give a whole list of similarities between truma and tevel. And then the Gemara is going to give a list of similarities between Tevel and Noiser. And the Gemara is going to basically say that it's more similar to Truma, there's more ways of that are similar to Truma than to Noiser. So let's see. So each one is a rabbi. Each word here means something. So the first one is Shekain Truma. Why would we rather learn out from Truma? Tevel and Truma both are draining around Truma. Because Tevel, the way Rashi explains it, is when you look at Tevel, what is it? Is it a new entity of Tevel? Or is Truma and Tevel mixed in together? So Rashi tells you over here that Tevel is Truma and regular stuff mixed in. So that's similar, it's the same thing as Truma. Just by regular Truma, I have it separated. And here it's not separated, but it's mixed in with other stuff. So what's the question on this? So why can't I call you any tevel then? If there's truma inside,
then every truma part of it is tevel also.
No, if the way you're explaining tevel is that there is truma here and there's regular stuff mixed in, so let a kain eat it. You allowed to eat truma, right? So why can't you eat it? So this I don't remember offhand, but I think they say that it's a higher level, or I don't remember, but this is the kasha on the sheet that holds that there it's not a new entity, it's just truma and chulin mixed in together. So Barashi learns throughout Shas that truma, that tevel is truma and chulin mixed in together. That is similarity number one, that there is some sort of truma going on over here. Second similarity is chutzlars. Truma, stuff that grows in chutzlars, is not no. There's no truma in mice. You don't take off truma from it. So that's how you. So that's tevel and truma. Nisar is noig in chutzlaritz. How is nisar noig in chutzlaritz? Because in zman and midbar, and zman, and it's hetzer bama, so you can bring a carbon anywhere. Then nisar is really noig everywhere. So truma has a miler. It's a similarity between truma and tevel is that it's not noig in chutzlaritz. Mashenkin noiser, there is a possibility to be noig in chutzlaritz either with man of the midbar or when the bum is from mutter, so you can bring a carbon anywhere. That is similarity number two.
I mean, the first similarity is that tevel
and truma are both truma.
Are both truma, right?
Right.
Now, can anything be more precise than that? I mean, whatever you're going to say by, what's the other case? By
nicer, right?
I mean, whatever you're going to say is no hanging. Here we have a perfect fit. Almost the exact same thing.
Right.
Why would you want to, why would it, that in itself, it's not a number thing. I have four things here and three here, so four beats out three. Here's like, it's the same thing.
It's the same. Like, it looks.
But it's more than looks like in the way you read with Mosbury.
Right, you're
almost the same thing. How do you? Nothing's better. Even if you had 18 other rayas,
you go after it. You have 18. It's better, right?
But the raya can't be better than this. Is the clock the same thing? You know what I mean? It's not telling you numbers. It's telling you in lumbus.
But much at the end of the day, it's not the same thing. It looks like the same thing, but it's not.
But the way we're saying.
Yeah, I understand. I know, even though we're explaining it, but is it the same thing or not? The mice is still isters for anybody to eat tevel. Even though it could be truma mixed in, but still, is there ister? Yes, but it's not the same thing. Okay, so the way number three is hutra berabim. One second. Hutra. So hutra means like this, that you could take off the iser by tevel. You couldn't take off the truma from my iser, and by truma that you're eating it when you're tummy, you could go to the mikveh and get rid of your tuma. So side truma and side tevel have a similarity that they could both be fixed up. Tevel you can take off the truma to ma'aser shabbat. When you're eating truma, when you're tummy, you can also go to the mikveh and mitar yourself. Ma'ashenke nicer. You can't. Once it's nicer. You're stuck. Can't turn back the clock. Something that was left over, it's gone. It's nicer. There's no way to be matter it.
You burn it.
Yeah, for eating it. Burning it is just what you have to do to it. But it's not a heter. By tevel, you actually have a heter. I could take it off. Say, this is truma. Now I'll eat the chum. Or by tummy, I'll go to the mikvah and I'll be tar to eat it.
Tummy?
Hmm?
And you could.
Yeah? Okay, the next similarity is. Place one second. Barabim. The Lashon of the Pasik. That we're learning by tevel is leichalulu, lashon and rabim. The lashon by truma that we want to learn out is umesu b'ki chalulu. Rashi brings down. So those are both lashon and rabims, chilul and rabim. The word by neisar is ki akayis shem chilul. Does not say lashon and rabim over there. Therefore, I'd rather learn out from a place that says lashon and rabim, which is similar to where I'm coming from, as opposed to learn out from Nicer, which is not Lashon Rabim. Okay. Peiros. The next similarity is they're both on fruit. Hevel and Trumas and Maestris are both only really relevant to fruits and stuff like that. Mashenkein Nicer is made by meat. Another similarity, Gemara says, Pigel and Nicer. Pigel and Nicer are both not Noig by Truma and Tevel. Pigel and Nicer are Noig by Kachim. So therefore, I'd rather stick to something which is Negat, that does not have Nicer and Pigel, as opposed to getting something, being Madame Tevel, to something that does have Nicer and pickle relevance in it. Okay, so those were the similarities between tevel and truma. The Gemara says no. Adrabba. I'll tell you the other way. It's better to learn out from nicer. Why? Why is nicer going to be similar to tevel? So the Gemara is going to say two reasons here. Reason number one is shekane psulaychom. Is the psula in the eichel? The actual food is turned possible. Fine noiser, is anything wrong with the guy? The guy's not tummy. To be regular, normal, fine time. Or anybody that eats noiser, they're eating something that was left over. So now I'd eat that food. Tevel, you know, I'll eat that tevel, because it wasn't taken off Trumas and Maises yet. Mashenya eating truma while you're tummy. The truma is a good truma. The truma is fine. Just the person is ineligible to eat it, because he's tummy. So therefore, I'd rather learn out from noiser to tevel, because they're both a psul in the actual food, as opposed to truma while you're eating it betuma, while you yourself, you the kayin itself, is eating betuma. So there, the food is good, just you aren't good. Then another dimyon between noiser and tevel would be Eilei hatar b'mikvah. There's no way to be mitaret b'mikvah. When you have noiser, you can't throw this food in the mikvah and it'll be tar. It's noiser is noiser. You're stuck. Case closed. Tevel, also you can't go to the mikvah and fix it up. Tevel is the act you have to do, actually take off the trumas from the chulin, separate it out. Mashenkin truma b'tuma, while you're eating it, while you're tummy, you could go to the mikvah and be mitar yourself. So therefore, I'd rather learn out from noiser, because noiser has these two quality traits, the two ways that are similar to tevel, as opposed to noiser being similar to truma. Okay, so we're going to answer two reasons why Lamaisa don't learn out from noiser. Answer number one, the basic answer is Hanach Nefishin. The ways of similarity between Tevel and eating Trum while you're Tameh are much more. You count it out. So what is it? It's Chutzlaretz, Trumam, Hatili Surin, 7. Okay, as opposed to just 2. So I'd rather learn out from something that has 7 as opposed to something that only has 2 similarities to it. Ravina says like this. Chilul de Rabim, Michil de Rabim Adif. I'd rather learn out Drasha of Chil de Rabim, because like we explained in one of the 7 before, is by Tevel it says Vlo Yichalu. They should not be Michal, Lashon Rabim. By Truman also says Vmesubay Ki Yichaluhu. Mashenka Noiser only says Ki Es Kedisham Chilul. Also says Lashon Yachid, so therefore, I'm going to stick to the Lashon Rabim and not go to the Lashon Yachid. Now, even though you're having Anshas, you always say, Meshavat Kayin Uba Kayin, as long as it's similar. Right? It doesn't have to be exactly the same word, as long as it's some sort of similarity. But I think that's only when you don't have a choice to learn out Rabim or Yachid. But if I have an actual choice, I'm not going to use the rule of Meshavat Kayin Uba Kayin.
That was because there's nothing else to.
Right. Okay, that is Akon. That's how the Gemara knows that someone who eats Tevel gets Misa. So basically the Maskan is, you learn out from someone eating Truma while they are Tamei. You don't learn out from Nisa because Truma has more similarities to Tevel, or you say Chil D'Rabim is better than Chil of Yachin, Alash and Yachin. Okay, next thing in the Gemara. The Kayin Tamei Sha'achal Truma Tar. See, a Kayin who's Tamei that eats Truma that is Tar. Minolim, where do you know? What is the Makar that he should get in Misa Dishmai? Tamar Shmuel says, Minayin the Kayin Tamei Sha'achal Truma Tar. From where do I know that a Kayin Tamei that ate Truma that is Tar should Misa Dishmai? He gets Misa Dishmai. Tiksiv, Vishamru is Mishmarti, Vlo Yisu Lavchei. Then the pasuk ends up Mesubay Ki Chalu. So you have a klar pasuk there, which is talking about truma, that he's going to get Misa Deshemayim. Now, L'chayram, it says Mesubay Ki Chalu. Stami says what? Stami says Chanik, name. So, give the guy. Well, why are we giving a Misa Deshemayim here? Throughout this whole sugya, we're going to have Misa and keep on going back to this one of the sukkim that we're going back to. Mesubay Ki Chalu. So, all over, normally when you have the word Misa, it's Chanik. So, why over here are we saying that's Misa De Shemayim? Shouldn't it be Chanik like all over? So, the Mizrahi, whatever you want to call him, he asked his kasha in Chumash, and he says that you don't find that by this type of tumas migdash and this tumas truma and stuff that you get misa from bezin. You only find misa de shemayim. Since it's not found misa de adam, so we're going to put on misa de shemayim. So the mafreshim all ask him this mizrach, like what misa is your makar? Like very nice. He's saying that we don't find, but like where is your makar? So I didn't really have a chance to get into it, but that's more or less what they say. They say he says that no, you never find misa. The Gabi Trumas Mikdash and Kedashav that has Misa de Shemaim, and the Mefarshim asking him, like, we might say you got to give him some sort of better Makar besides saying that's the way it is. So you would know that the guy, you saw a guy a minute ago touch a dead body, and then he goes and he's Truma. There are ways to know.
Not in every
case, right, in Akanami. Let's see Rashi's up till here. Truma, it's fourth wide, the big lines. The first word in line is Truma Chosars. Siminu, it's a Simin. Zat Truma Murevis Bay. Eating Truma Batoma is Truma itself. And the Tevel is Truma has Truma mixed into it. Next Dimion was Vein Noigin Mechutzlaret. Znan Noig Mechutzlaret Avon Noiser. But Noiser is Noig Beminbar. It's Noig Beminbar. Vashat Heter Abamas. And the time when the Abamas are Mutzer B'chol Mokim. Number three, Yesh Heter Li Yisurei. Zeg Yesh Heter Li Yisurei B'afrasha. You can take off the Truma. Zeg Yesh Heter Li Yisurei the Tavel. You can go to Mikvah U'mutzer B'truma. Avon Noiser, but Noiser ain't Heter Li Yisurei. No Heter to the Isser. Zeg Namer B'yisil B'ashen Ram. Le Chalu B'zeh L'ashen Ram. Ki Chalu Hu. Avon Noiser Lashon Yachid. Noiser is only said in Lashon Yachid. Kaidish Shem Kilel. Pig over Noiser. Ain't Noig Loi B'Tevel. It's not Noig Loi B'Tevel. V'Loi B'Tevel. And not B'Truma. Elo B'Kadshim. It's Noig B'Kadshim. Shem Su Leichlin. Noiser B'Tevel. Shem Su HaMeichel. They're both Su of the Meichel. Of the guy eating it. I'm sorry. The food. Avon Truma B'Su HaGuf. Truma is the psul of the actual goof of the guy. Dechi chalu b'tumas haguf tziv. Tavol v'noyster ain't them tar mikvah. They don't have tar mikvah. Avo tamei b'truma yishet tar mikvah. Tamei by tamei could go to the mikvah and it'll be good to go. Shemar shamru es mishmarti. L'kehanim tmeim dibra kosov. It's talking about kehanim that are tamei. Parshas emer. Ish ish mizer ari. Ish ish from the children of Ari. Okay. Now, back in the Gemara, Tyrein, so a Kayin, Tame, that eats Truma Tyra, so then he's going to get Misa. However, a Kayin Tame that eats Truma Tamea. So it's Kayin Tame eating Truma Tahira, regular fine Truma, and the Kayin Tame was also eating Truma Tamea. So Gemara makes a deal. Tahirein, I'm only talking about a Kayin Tame that ate Truma Tahira. So let's say a Kayin Tame that eats Truma Tamea, then no, lo, you will not get Misa. Finish your mind. Why? Damar Shmuel Amar Rav Elazar. Shmuel says the name of Elazar. Minayim the Kayin Tamei Shachal Truma Tamei Yashayin Misa. How do I know that a Kayin Tamei that eats, or that ate Truma Tamei, that he doesn't get Misa Shemayim? Shenemar Umesu Baki Chalu. He will die because he's a Mechalit. Pravazu Shemuchu Lales Vay Medes. Come to exclude this. That it was already mechol from before. It's already tamei from before. So now, so everyone, ask me a question here. What's the first case? Kayin tamei that ate truma tahira. He's tamei. Once he's touching it already, he's going to be tamei. So how do you ever have the case of a kayin tamei that's eating truma tahira? Well, soon as so let me explain that kasha one more time. So once the guy is going to touch it, Mekhar's Mitame. So once it's... So that's what he said. So it says you have to be talking about either his friend stuffed it into him, or he told... I mean, not his friend forced him. He told his friend to do it, because if his friend forced... Yeah. Or you have to say that the Truma was not Hukshu yet. If it was not Mukshu the Kabbal Tuma, so then even though your tummy's going to be touching it, it doesn't make a difference. Like, well, it's okay, any type of case that you'll have that won't convey to month and what? Yeah. Okay. Let's see Rashi here on Amid Aleph, the last Rashi. Tayrin Milso Ba'apinavshi. It's something by itself. The Koyad Shmuel, going on Shmuel. Zamar. Shmuel says tummy. Someone's tummy. Shavu Truman Tayram. He ate Truman Tayram. It's a Kamar Tayra Dafka. Only by the guy is Tar. Avil Tameo, but someone's tummy. Lava Misa. He doesn't get Misa. Machlo, but Truman Seguf. If he ate it, but Truman Seguf.
Is there any other
Israel? Aquarius is going to get a lot. Second. I would assume he gets a lot, but I don't know. Okay. Dr. Moravaiter. In Truma, Truma goes to Shlishi. So
no, the other way around.
Who? The guy?
No,
one second. The food touched.
Food touches the mace. What is?
It doesn't turn into av. The food. I don't know. The food can't turn. It can only turn into Rishon food. You sure? I don't know.
What I want to say is maybe there's an afkamina of whether there is.
So then you're not really being mechalit. Interesting. The Gemara comes from a second as well. The Gemara is welcome to say that, and the Gemara talks about when he turns tummy. I don't have to check it up. Okay, so the Zar Shachal said Truma. So the next case in the Braisa was a Zar, a non-Kohen that eats Truma. He gets Misa B'dei Shemayim. Amar Rav, Zar Shachal said Truma. Rav argues and he holds Loike. He gets Malchus. Our Braisa just said that you get Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rav holds no, you get Malchus. Amile, Rav Kahana. Rav Asi l'Rav, Rav Kahana, and Rav Asi said to Rav, Lema Mar B'Misa, you should say B'Misa. Why are you, Rav, telling me that you get Malchus of his Zor, a non-Kayan? Say he's true, he gets Malchus. L'Chayram, say Misa. Why? T'Ksiv, V'Chol Zor, Lo Yechal Kodesh, Ani Hashem Mekadshom. Pasuk says, U'Mesu Boi Ki Chalu, and then right away afterwards, it says V'chol Zor Le'echal Kodesh. So you should learn out that Zor, just the Gadon saying, you get Misa, and then we said the next thing Zor that eats it. We should also put him on the Misa list because just like it said in the second, the pasuk a second ago, that you get Misa. So you also continue on to going on the Zor. And for the Gemara, Ani Hashem Mekadshom Hifsik Inyan, because it says Umeisu Boi Ki Chalu Ani Hashem Mekadshom. So then the pasuk stops there. V'chol Zor Leichal Kodesh, it's a new thing. So since the pasuk had a stopping between the Misa and the Zor, so therefore Rav holds that you get only Malchus. The pasuk of Misa is not referring back on the Zor. It's not going also on the Zor. The Gemara is quoting this price. We just got done saying that these are those that get Misa B'dei Shemayim Zor Eichlas to Truma. Zor that ate Truma. So how could you, Rav, tell me that all you get is Malchus because the pasuk of Misa is not carrying over further on onto the Zor? Because I have often a price against you, Rav. The price says you do get Misa. And for the Gemara, Masnitza, the Rav Karamis, you're fragging from a Braisa on Rav? Rav Tano Apollik. Rav through Rashas, you know he has a din of a Tano. And he could argue on a Braisa. So since he could argue on a Braisa, so it's fine. You were asking me from a straight Braisa. So you know, Rav argues in a Braisa. So Rav's going to hold that someone eats Truma, Zorah eats Truma, gets Malchus. If Braisa holds, you get Misa, Lishamayim. Let's see Rashi here. Lema Mar B'Misa D'Ksiv Asrei or D'Ksiv, the other gear says D'Ksiv B'Truma Umeisu B'Ki Chalu B'Chol Zor Lecha Kodesh The whole parasha is talking about truma. The k'siv ba shemish v'tayer. The sun will set and he will be tar. V'acha yecham en hakadoshim. Afterwards, the nikv v'kadoshim. Shein kaprosay ma'akevis. V'ilu kadoshim liyachol ad shiyavi kapar. Actual kadoshim you cannot eat until he brings his kapar the next day. So they were talking about the kadoshim is referring to the truma. The truma you can eat after har shemish. If not, a guy goes to the mikvah, he has to wait till, let's say, he goes 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He cannot eat truma till the sunset, till place. But kachim, he has to wait till the next morning. So for the pasuk, it has to be talking about truma. So hifzik vein umesu vay uvein kalzar. Since the pasuk says ani Hashem kachim, that's mafzik between the mesu vay and kalzar leichal. Master likes the misa elagabi kehanim. The only people that get misa are the kehanim. Umishum tumah, since they are umishum tumah. And also someone, I'm not sure what the Rashi means umishum tumah. Okay. Zokti mor vayter. Vizar shishimish. A zar that does avoid the Beit HaMikdash, he gets misa lishmaim. The ksiv vazar karbumas. Often a pasik. Zar that comes close to the avoda, he will get misa. Right, so you have to say the same thing that there's no misa. Misas and bezin are not referring to misa shemaim. V'tamei shishimesh, v'tamei that does avoda. We're talking about a kohen here. To the boy, mine Rav Chiya bar Avin, may Rav Yosef. Rav Chiya bar Avin asked Rav Yosef, "Minayin l'tamei shishimish? From where do I know that a tamei that didn't avoid the mitzvah of shuvah misa? Did he get the misa? The ksiv, Daber al Aroin vel Bono, speak to Aaron and his children. V'nazru mikachiv in Israel, v'lo yichalu Hashem kachim, and you should not be michal Hashem kachim. V'yaluf chilu mitruma." I learn out chilu from truma, like I've been saying. Mal alon v'misa, just like over there, it gets misa. Afkan v'misa. So here also, you're gonna get misa. Tamei that's avoda is gonna get misa. Back to Gemara, v'nei chilu v'naiser. Back to the same question again. Learn out from naiser, right? Naiser, you get kares mal alon kares afkan kares. So here also, you should get kares. And for the Gemara, mistabra mitruma havilei mela. It's better to learn out tamei atas avoda. We'd rather learn out from truma that someone ate it while they're tumming. Why? Shekein guf tamei. The guf shekein. A zar that goes into the base of English. Without doing avoda, we said before, zar shishimish should get misa de shemayim. Does that answer your question?
So this is worse.
Here we're talking about a tamei that's avoda. It's a kain tamei.
Right.
Not yeah.
Right, so, I mean, the zar, he's only overgoing the base mikdash. Here, the kain is both in the base mikdash and doing avoda.
Well, Kain's allowed to go. Why should it be worse?
No, Kain. Go when he's coming.
Right. So.
And he's doing a vote when he's coming.
Right? Not. You're saying that he should be. One second. A czar should be no worse than a Kain.
No.
I'm saying a Kain should be no worse. What's the kasha? A Kain should be no.
A Kain should be worse than a czar.
Why should it be worse?
Not that he's just doing it.
He's doing avoda.
Not doing
avoda. Is it misa de shemayim?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I'm not sure. One second. Yeah, he has to avoda. That was the brisa before. Some going in, even if it do. Lemishim Zaris. Remember, we had that price over here that Yotzei Avoda. All those things you have to do an avoda tama, an end avoda, end game avoda. as opposed to doing going in there stam. The Torah is not usher. Not going to get the guy. If the guy stam walks in there, not betuma, a regular zar, no, nothing to do with betuma. So you're asking a zar betuma. So for sure, I'm saying if it's zar by itself, for sure zar betuma. But a kain's allowed to go in there usually. By zar, fine. Zar does avoda, five misa. If you want to tell me zar betuma, so fine. I'm asking that's the kolsh kain because matzah is zar for sure betuma. Kain, I don't have the kolsh kain. Kain's allowed to do avoda regularly, right? You have to know a special thing by Tumma. Okay, so getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I'd rather learn out from Truma than from Nazir. Why? From Nazir. Because Truma has Shekain Guf. They're both Psoa Guf. A Tame is a Psoa Guf. Tame Shemish. And Tame that eats Truma is also Psoa in the Guf. He himself is Tame. Ashegin Noiser, it's a psul in the food. Tamein, they're both psul tuma, right? Tamei shishimesh, and a eating tamei a truma is also a psul of in tuma. Mikvah, they're both possible to be tar through the mikvah. Why? Because a kayan can go to mikvah mitar himself. And he can also go to mikvah and tie himself to eat truma. So mikvah works for both them as opposed to nice and mikvah doesn't work. The rabbim. They said v'lash and rabbim. So those are the four reasons that I have here to say, to be medame to truma. Tame shashimish to tame that eat truma. Adar rabbim. Me nice rabbim the melech. If I rather learn out from nicer, shkin kodesh. Because they're both kodesh. Tamei shishimesh does avoid the v'kachim, and noiser is also kodesh. Pnim, they're both pnim. They're both stuff that are they're both done inside the Beis Hamikdash proper because tamei shishimesh is in the Beis Hamikdash, and a what's his name is also and noiser is also in the Beis Hamikdash. Pigel v'noiser, they both are relevant to the issur of pigel and noiser. So what do we so here we're gonna have a 4-on-4. The milus of Tamei Shashimesh are equal right here to the milus of a Nicer. Before we had, there were 7 milus. So over here, we have 4. We have 4 milus for Tamei Shashimesh, and we're going to have 4 milus that are Daimed, that Nicer is Daimed to Tamei Shashimesh. The Gemara answer is no. Fill the Rabbim, they killed the Rabbim others. It's better to learn out from Lo Yichalu back to Truma when the guy eats the Betuma, which is also Lashin Rabbim, to learn out from. So, come to Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener says, I can get you over the top by Medame Noiser to Tamei Shishimish. As opposed to Truma. You'll take the Dimyani from the Gemara before. I'll take the Dimyani of Paris. I'll tell you that Noiser and Tamei Shishimish are both not negated to Paris. Mashiach Truma is all about Paris. The same Limud, one of the 7 before, that Truma was Daimed to a someone who eats Tevel, was the both relevant on fruit. Fruit and that type of stuff. I don't have that Dimyani anymore in the Tamei Shishimish, because Tamei Shishimish not negate the fruit. So I'll put that dimyan onto Noiser. I'll tell you that Noiser is not negated by fruits at all. And Tamei Shishimish also not negated by, it's not negated by fruits. So it has 1 mila more than Truma. That's 1 mila. I'll have already 5 milas. And the next mila would be that they're both Noiv Chutzlars. Because Tamei Shishimish is Noiv by the Mishkan and say B'Shat after Bamis. And you'll have it's also Noig by Noiser. They're both Noig. Noiser was Noig by Chutzlars. So those 2 miles that I had before that I was able to be Medame Truma to someone who eats Tevel, a non-Kain eating Tevel, I could learn use those. Why didn't the Gemara mention them over here? They're good. They're good miles, and I'll be able to say that there is a. I'll have a 6-on-4. I'll have 6 miles for Noiser for Tamei Shishimish. I only have 4 milas. asking. He buys sure, doesn't answer it. Sorry, I'll have more miles by Zar, by Tame Shishimish to learn out from Neisser rather than learning out for a Truma. If you guys think Mars before one answer what kind of position, I could end this Shtarakash. Let's see Rashi's over here. We're holding V'nazru, V'bad lumilava. They should separate from doing Avodah. Guf Tamei Mikvah Brab. These are all of them. Tamei Shashimesh, a Tamei that was Mishamish, V'tamei Shachal Truma, Shneim Suli Guf, V'bob Suli Guf, U'shneim Suli Tuma, V'bob Suli Tuma. Yesh Lahat the Mikvah. They go to the Mikvah. V'chiluloi B'lashin Rabim, and the Chilos B'lashin B'lashin Rabim. Dimyun Tanoiser Ish Kain Kodesh Tamei Shashimesh Asik the Kachim, he's the handling Kachim Uvenoiser Kodesh, they're also Kodesh Ushnei Abifnim, they're both happening inside the base of English. Mashenei Kain Truma, Truma is not nothing relevant to the base of English, it could be all over. Okay, Zotim Or Little Viter Tfu Yoyim Shashimesh Minolon. How do I know that Tfu Yoyim is someone that went to the mikvah and he has to wait till that evening before he could do any avodah? He has to have Erev Shemesh. And if he does do avodah before, he's going to get Mitzvah Shemayim. Tanya have a Braisa. Rabbi Simoy Yoyim, Rabbi Simoy says, Remez of Tfu Yoyim, Remez of Tfu Yoyim, Shim Avar Chil Ominayim. Where's the Makar for this? Talmud Loimar, Kedoshim Yulei Lekayem, Leichalum. It says in the Pasuk, Kedoshim Yulei Lekayem, Leichalum. It may not be like Tamei Shashimesh. If I'm not going to learn out for Tamei that does Avodah, because I already know that from before, then after all, maybe Nazru. Tanei Uyun, Tfu Yoyim Shashimesh. I'll learn out from a Tfu Yoyim that was Mishamesh. And that's what V'lei Yichalu. The Yal of Chilu Chilu Mitruma. And I'll learn out Chilu Chilu Mitruma. Ma'al Halon V'miso. Just like over there, it's V'miso. Here too, it's the Misa. And Gemara doesn't have to get involved in learning out from Neisser again, because it's the same Avodah here. It's Tfu Yoyim Shashimesh. It's going to be the same thing. Okay. A little bit. Mechus B'gadim Minalan Amar Avo Amar Meichon Matubah Mishmei Derab Lazer Rav Shimi. So the Gemara wants to know here, how do we know someone that did Avodah while he wasn't wearing all the proper the garden that a kohen has to wear, whether he's a kohen gadol and he wasn't wearing all eight, or whether he's a kohen hedyon and he wasn't wearing all four? So where do you know, where's the makar that he gets mitzvah d'shamayim? So the pasuk says, "V'chagar toy some avne, b'zman shemigdayim aleihem kunasim aleihem." While they're wearing the begadim, they have din of kuna. Ein bigdayim aleihem. Ain't kuna samalei. They don't have a din of kuna, but have a luzar, and they have a din of a zar. So a kohen that's not wearing all his clothing has din of a zar. V'amar ma'ar zar shishimish misa. We already said before that a zar should does avodah zara, he gets misa. So l'chor the kashi is, why do you have to come on to v'chagat tolis and amnei and learn out from a zar? L'chor it says off in a pasuk by in parshat Sava, by at least michnasayim, that if you're not wearing it, you get misa. That's Taisa asked in the bottom. Taisa said that pasuk could only talking about they're not wearing michnasayim. They're not wearing the special pants they have to wear. So maybe only over there you get misa. But let's say he's not wearing his special hat; he has to wear his belt. So where do you know is he get misa? So this is the makar here. He has din of a zar. Ein bigdei amaleihem. He has din of a zar, and a zar shimish is betumah. So shayla is the misa nowadays. Is the din of Ein Bigdei Malayim, is that relevant for being Mechaber to Kayin? Now you know you have to give the certain kibudim that go to Kayin, whether it's Kayin the first Leah of the Kiddashtai or other dinim. So here, the Maisa nowadays there's no Bigdei Malayim. So maybe say, since Ein Bigdei Malayim, I don't have to give the guy Kayin, I don't have to be, there's no din of Kiddashtai. So there's a sheets of Beinu Tam that says Taka Lemaisa Ein Bigdei Malayim, that he had different shamashon and work kaihanim and stuff like that. He passed in that there's Taka no din, but there's a famous truth of the Chassam Sefer that he wants to. There's a chiluk like this: when in his man Migdash, when the kohen's wearing the begadim, then it doesn't pass. The kohen can't even michael. if a kohen wants to be meichel and said that they want to give a non kohen first aliyah, so you go over to the kohen and ask, are you meichel? And he says, yeah, meichel. So fine, then you can give anybody that first aliyah. I'll give you a mashal. Nashenkin, let's say the kohen is wearing his begazim. So then it's not possible at all for the kohen to be meichel, because here he has special level of kedusha from Hashem. When he's wearing his begazim, no mechila at all. Nashenkin nowadays, where there's no begazim, no base mikdash, there is still, the kohen has the kedusha, but since it's a lower level of kedusha, that lower level of kedusha, the kohen could possibly be meichel. Nashenkin, when he's actually wearing the begazim, is not base mikdash, then it would not pass any mechila at all for the kohen to be meichel on his cup, because he's like Hashem gave him that thing, and when you're wearing it, you have no business being meichel. Let's just see one more line here. Umakrusa kapara minalan. Where do you know someone who's he went to the mikvah. He had harav shemesh, and then he has to bring a carbon the next morning, so he cannot bring the carbon. He has to wait till the next morning. Then he could, and then he could start eating kachim. Umakrusa kapara minalan. Where do you know if God did avoda? Avoda, right? If someone did avoda while umakrusa kapara, where do you know he gets? Miso, I'm Rabun, I'm Makra, v'chiper alav hakoyin, alav hakoyin v'tahira. The kohen will be mechapin yibitar. Tahira mechlal shi tmeya. Right, so you're telling me before. V'amamar, everybody learned, tamei shishimish b'misa. Someone who's tamei, that does avoida, gets misa. So here also, he's no better than a tamei shishimish, no worse than tamei shishimish gets misa. So here also, this mechusik yipur would also get misa. Let's see Rashi's the chagar toys from Amnate Vaisalam Kuna Mashmashai. They begadim have a kuna. Through the begadim, there is the kuna on them. Mechal shitmeya kaidim kaparo. The tamei before the kaparo. Okay, shesu yain. One more line here. I'm sorry. Shloim rachis yadayim raglayim. A kohen did not do rachis yadayim raglayim, and he does avoid. He's getting at mitzvah shemayim. We know in the ksiv. The voyam aloyam mayyachatsumayim voyam musu. We have often a pasuk that says they're not going to die, so that's enough. Ushtu yain, someone that drank wine does avoida. Diksiv yain v'sheichar al teish. Don't drink any wine before you go and do that avoida. And if someone does do avoida, we get, then the pasuk says again miso. Like it's so another mavi. Okay, stop there.